size of this place.
Yeah, yeah, you said that outside too. Come on, give us a hand.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Shame Peter couldn't join us. Oh, could have used an extra pair of hands. Why didn't he want to come with us anyway?
Do you know, I can't really remember. Those cases really do get quite heavy, don't they?
Benny?
You didn't ask him, did you?
I suppose that really depends on how we're defining him and ask and didn't.
So that's a no, then?
Well, that really depends on how we're defining...
Benny! Rambling. Why didn't you ask him?
Honestly? Oh, well, you know. He's got enough to deal with at the moment. He doesn't need me around whisking him off on day trips. Not when there's any number of deranged gene splicers and sociopaths back there waiting for him to slip up at the first opportunity.
But isn't that why Irving's there? To watch his back?
And failing that, he's always got Antonio.
Still, perhaps you're right. I mean, you've heard the stories. No one ever leaves Legion City anymore. And those that do well, they only ever get this far before... What? They all just disappear, never to be seen again?
Except that's just a story.
Is it, though? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, according to the stories, nothing could ever survive here. And yet, here we are, in an apparently inhospitable environment... Surviving.
In a spooky old dilapidated house.
Which, if no one's ever lived here, shouldn't exist.
Precisely. Which means someone doesn't want us coming out here.
Someone's tipped you off, then.
Why here, though? Triptych House.
Because there are rumours about this place. People used to claim that this house attracted nothing but evil.
Of course they did. Knew it.
Whilst others believe that there's a priceless work of art secreted somewhere within these walls. A long-forgotten, powerful artifact.
Which would be what, exactly?
No idea. Which is a shame, because that's the thing that we've been contracted to collect. A mysterious collector contacted me out of the blue the other week. Said they'd heard rumblings on the fringes of the Charybdis cluster spiral. Whispers of Legion, Triptych House. The pieces all came together. Asked if we might check it out. So, looks like a good old-fashioned scout round might be in order. What do you reckon?
I reckon you could get lost in a place like this.
Yeah, you probably could. So don't go wandering off until we're ready. Got that?
Yeah, yeah.
Benny, I think she's wandering off.
She's not.
She is.
I am. Don't worry, though. I'm not going far. Just taking a little...
Ruth? Ruth, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. Freaked myself out a little there. That door. It was like it opened. All by itself. Must have been the wind or something. Sorry.
You'd be daft, it's all right.
Interesting.
What is?
See for yourself.
It's the staircase.
Come on, let's grab the torches and take a cheeky quick look round. No time like the present and all that.
But Benny, what if someone's down there?
And what if someone isn't? Come on, it won't take long, I promise.
Benny, did you hear that?
What?
It was... Oh, I don't know. It was like a voice or something. Like there's something down here waiting.
Ruth, calm down. It was just your imagination. There's nothing down here but dust and grime and... Ooh, look, wine. Lots of wine.
Yeah, and lots of dust too. Do you mind?
No, yeah, sorry.
So, what else do we have? Let's see... Spooky candles, racks of wine, piles of books. Oh, hello. What's this? Looks like some sort of package.
How long do you reckon it's been there?
No idea. No address that I can see, so I'm guessing it's not going anywhere. Could this be it, do you think? The artifact?
All wrapped up and ready to go. Could be.
Not open it. Oh, don't look at me like that. How else are we going to know? It's only a bit of brown paper. Oh, look. Give it here. Let me. Oh, my God.
What? What is it? What? Benny, shine a torch. Oh, blimey.
It's a painting.
But of what? Benny, who'd want that? It's hideous.
I don't exactly have it up in my living room, I'll admit.
Is it meant to be a person? Are those eyes?
It's an abstract, I think.
Oh, well, you can see what I mean, can't you? Just there. See? If that's a mouth, and you follow the brush strokes upwards. Oh! Oh, it's wet!
Careful! Oh, you're right, though. Paint's as fresh as the day it left the artist's palette. Weird. Where the hell was this thing painted, then? Hey, what are you doing?
Running it past a palette of my own. Can't beat a good old taste test.
Right, of course. What's the verdict? Jack?
That isn't paint, Venice. It's blood. This is a living, bleeding canvas.
What? You're saying that thing's alive?
Maybe not alive as such, but conscious, perhaps.
Benny, where are you going?
Just trying to get a message through to our client. Let them know we've found something. That's if I ever get a bloody signal.
And what is it you think we found, exactly?
Well, it's just a painting, isn't it?
It's alive, Benny. It's watching us. I can feel it.
Is it? I mean, really? Or are we all just letting our imaginations run away a little bit?
Well, there is that. Still, there is one way we could find out what it is, where it came from.
Oh, yeah? What might that be?
Have you ever thought about a séance? Of course, when I say séance, I don't actually mean séance, not as you'd understand it anyway. Whatever that thing is, it isn't dead. It just, well, it just isn't alive. Used to do this all the time when I was younger. Bit of a damp hand, if I do say so myself, though obviously this was all before the incident.
Incident? What do you mean, incident?
Kidding! Honestly, your face.
She has a point, though. I'm really sure we should be doing this sort of thing.
What sort of thing? We're not contacting the spirit world, if that's what you're worried about. Think of this as more of a means of translating brainwaves. It's like with haunted buildings. Memories are captured, stored and imprinted on places and objects. This process releases them. It's child's play, really. What's the matter? You're scared of the supernatural?
Don't be ridiculous.
Good. Because it's all highly technical. Look, I've got wires and plugs and everything. Ow!
False detected.
Very reassuring.
Ow! Funny. Shouldn't be too much longer.
Hold on, I've got a message. Looks like our covert customer's on their way. Just breaking through orbit, trying to get a fix on our location.
How long will that take?
I don't know. Another hour or so, perhaps?
Good. Brilliant. Because I think we're almost ready. All I need to do now is simply connect these two psychic couplings to the painting, like so. Et voila! One state-of-the-art seance, all lined up and raring to go. All we have to do now is sit down, link hands, relax.
And between us, we complete the cerebral circuit. I see.
Oh, I'm glad someone does.
Between us, we could construct a basic telepathic field. I link hands with you, you link hands with Jack, and we both link together with the painting. Or whatever consciousness it was that we detected. Whatever this lash-up is, there's nothing supernatural about it. It's just an aspect of science we're not familiar with, that's all. And maybe, well, maybe sometimes it's time we broadened our horizons. Besides, it's not like there's any guarantee it'll actually work.
Hey. So, what's it to be? In or out?
Well, don't you need to be a special oracle or medium or something?
No. You just need to take my hand. That's it.
Okay. And then we just...
Sit down, yes, that's right. Then you wrap your other hand around the terminal, whenever you're ready.
Right. Okay. So, what happens now?
Well, theoretically, the consciousness should pass through each of us in turn. It'll use our thoughts and memories, and we'll experience its own past as if it had happened to us. But that's all. We're just spectators.
So we can end this anytime, yeah?
Well, no, not quite. Traditionally, you should never break the circle during seances. The same theory applies to this.
Why? In case the spirits get loose or something?
No, because an unexpected disturbance can potentially lead to brain damage, and I'd rather keep my pretty little head intact.
Oh. Suddenly, I'm not so comfortable with this.
A little bit late to be having reservations.
Connection established.
Oh, my God. Benny, I can feel it.
Me too, Ruth. Don't worry. This is normal, yeah?
Incredible, isn't it?
I can feel... Benny!
Don't worry, Ruth. I'm here. And I'm not going to let anything happen to you, I promise. What's happening to her?
It's just a standard part of the process. It's replacing her thoughts with... Well, it's... She'll be fine.
Oh!
I can see them.
Ruth? Ruth, are you okay?
Who's Ruth?
Is she?
They're watching me. I know it. I can feel their eyes on me.
Whose eyes? Ruth, tell us. Who are they?
Dr. Warlow. Dr. Hawke. How kind of you to greet me. There really was no need.
Not at all, Mr. Gray. And may I just say, on behalf of all my colleagues here at Firebrand, how kind it is of you to visit our humble facility.
Have you brought any bags? Any companions we should wait for?
Nothing, no, just me. Thank you.
We understand you're an expert in the field, Mr. Gray. And if that's true, you might just be able to help us.
That was the general idea.
Splendid. In which case, if you'd care to accompany us through the main facility, we'll introduce you to the subject.
She just appears there every so often, no idea why or who she is.
Or where she comes from.
The first sighting was about a year or so ago.
3:37 a.m., November 27th, 2616.
And there's nothing significant about that date you're aware of?
Not that we know of, no. There's no pattern to the visitations either. She'll appear at different times for different lengths with different intervals, and always in that cell. That's the only constant.
Interesting. Does she actually do anything?
Not a thing.
She just sort of sits there, like she is now.
Always facing away from the camera. Never even tries to leave when we go in there.
Is there a chance she could be one of the other patients?
Well, there is always a chance, but no. They're all accounted for, and trust me, they can't escape.
Have you spoken with her at all?
We've tried again and again. She doesn't answer.
It's like we're not even in the room.
Right. In which case, it shouldn't do any harm if I went down there, should it? So, this room she's in. Is it just another cell, like all the others?
We prefer not to use that term.
Yes, Mr. Gray, it is, as you so eloquently put it, just another cell.
And is it occupied?
Not anymore. We had a patient in there previously, before the subject first appeared. Amelia Blythe.
What was she in for?
The same as anyone else. She was unstable, unpredictable, unhinged. Typical E-class delusionist.
And she's not the woman you're seeing?
Definitely not. She died, Mr. Gray.
Come on, the subject's just through here. Should probably warn you before you go in there. She doesn't like the light. Hope that's not a problem.
I'll be fine. I've spent most of my life in the dark.
Haven't we all? We'll be monitoring you from out here either way. Just in case anything...
goes wrong?
Actually, I was going to say just in case anything unexpected happens. But yes, that too. You ready?
Thank you. Hello? Hello? I know you're there. Just as I also know that you can hear me, I can hear you too. Don't worry. We can communicate, if that's what you want. Listen, I don't know if you can see me, so I'm going to take just a few small footsteps.
Get out!
I'm not here to harm you, I swear.
Oh, didn't you hear me? I said, get out, whoever you are. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
I'm not scared of you. I've been doing this sort of thing for a very, very long time. And I promise I'm here to help.
Yeah? Them or me?
You, if I can. If you'll let me.
You're not a doctor.
No.
I didn't think so. You don't look at me quite like they do.
What's your name?
What's yours?
Everyone calls me Grey. And you are...
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Oh my God, she's talking to him! And she's given him her name. Has she ever done that before?
Not that I recall. No. No, wait. There's a reference here to an incident 15 months back. Apparently she gave her name to one of Blythe's former cellmates, Isabella Klemp.
Who never specifically mentioned what it was.
The subject swore her to absolute secrecy. Apparently threatened to kill her if she ever breathed a word. Klemp died within a fortnight.
What a surprise. Guessing it's not down as natural causes.
Is it ever?
Switch to night vision. I want to see them.
They're watching us, you know. I can feel their eyes on me. Why are they watching me, Grey?
They're curious, that's all. They just want to know what you are. Why you're here. How you're here. Why are you here, Caitlin?
Like I've anywhere else to go. She abandoned me.
She?
Millie.
Millie? You mean Amelia? Millie Blythe? You knew her?
Well, yeah, she was my friend. My best friend. It was Millie who brought me here. She's the one who persuaded me to stay.
Why?
Because she was lonely.
But you do know that she's gone now, don't you? And she won't be coming back.
Yeah. Of course. I'm the one who said she had to leave. I made her do it.
What do you mean? What did you make her do, Caitlin?
I made her kill herself, silly.
There wasn't anyone else in the room at the time of death. In fact, the only other person who even visited Blythe that day was Dr. Christoph.
Any trace of poisons in the blood? Something we might have overlooked.
All autopsy results were negative. No trace of toxins, traumas, infections. Amelia Blythe was in a perfect state of health, physically at least. She just sort of...
stopped.
Why are you here, Grey?
I want to help.
You said that before, I know you don't mean it. So why are you really here?
Because I've nothing else left to do. Because it passes the time. Honestly, Caitlin, I'm so tired now. I've seen and done it all. Occasionally, something surprises me. I see or meet or experience something new.
Like me, you mean? Am I new? Is that why you wanted to see me?
No.
Okay. So if you know so much about me, tell me, why am I here?
Why are any of us? You're here because you didn't want to die. That's why you did it. You had to kill her before she killed you. I understand that.
There's something you're not telling me. What is it?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because if I told you, I think it might just kill you.
Are you my friend then, looking out for me like that?
Yeah, Caitlin. I'm your friend.
Good. Because there's something I have to tell you. Something secret.
Oh?
He told me not to tell you, but if you're my friend, I think I should. Because he's coming for you, Grey. He says he'll find a way out one day, very soon. And when he does, he'll track you down, whatever it takes. And he'll make sure you pay your price.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I'm your friend, and you haven't any others. Start running, Grey. Stop running and don't ever, ever stop. You're not listening, are you? I said, run!
Well?
Well?
You've spoken to her now, so tell us. What is she?
Dangerous. She's the figment of an overactive imagination. She's not an echo or a ghost or a projection. She's somebody's imaginary friend. Amelia Blythe, you said she was delusional? I don't think you knew the half of it.
But Amelia Blythe, she's dead.
And Caitlin killed her. Yes, the imaginary friend of a dead girl. She made Amelia take her own life before she could even think of taking hers. She's just not realized she couldn't exist now, either. She doesn't know. That's why I couldn't tell her what she is.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand. If she's Blythe's imaginary friend, or whatever it is you want to term her, how come we can see her?
Because she's our friend too now, all of ours. Which means we carry on, and we leave her be, just as you've been doing.
So, what, you're not going to get rid of her for us? Exercise her, or whatever it is you do?
No.
But you're supposed to be an expert.
And I am. That's why I'm leaving.
You mean you're running away, just like she told
you? I'm not stupid, Doctor. Like I said, we're her friends now, and you already know what happened to the last ones. Don't make her change her mind about you two. If you ever need me again, Doctor...
Thank you, I don't think we will.
I see. Goodbye then, Dr. Warlow, Dr. Hawk.
Okay, so what do we do now? Do we just leave her in there? Do we tell her what she is?
I'm not sure. We need to think.
Dr. Warlow? Can either of you hear me? I know you can.
Should we?
Shh.
We're here, Caitlin. What is it you want?
Oh, I don't want anything. I never have. But I have a friend who'd like to speak with you.
A friend?
Depending on your perspective, yes. And I'll be coming for you, doctors. Coming for you and Caitlin. Every other poor, pathetic creature in this facility. And then, I'll be coming for him.
Caitlin, listen to me. You're not real. You don't exist. You understand that, don't you? You're just a figment of a dead girl's twisted mind.
Oh, I know. But now a new friend's giving me life.
A friend who will soon take yours.
Never doing that again. You got that. Never. Never. Now, Jack, let go of me.
We cannot break the circle, Ruth, remember?
You mean there's more?
Not for you. Not like that. What did it feel like?
I'm not sure. It was like I was someone else. Like I was Caitlin. I mean, I was still Ruth, but there were all these other thoughts inside my head. These other memories. Her memories. I don't know what I said. I couldn't control what I was thinking. It was like...
It's okay. We felt it too. Not to the same extent. We were just bystanders. But we saw those thoughts played out.
Hello?
Hello? Benny?
I don't think she's talking to us.
Sorry. It's a bad line. No, I'm afraid that's not our market. Sorry. We focus more on acquiring specialist items. Exclusive commissions, portraits, sculptures, that sort of thing. Oh, you're not interested. No, that's fair enough. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day now. Bye.
Idiots. You're buying bloody art, for goodness sake, spending potentially hundreds, thousands of pounds. Why wouldn't you want to come and see the blaster things before you purchase?
Well, if you've got more money than sense, why would you bother? Who knows? Maybe it helps. I'm not sure I'd touch half the stuff in here.
Sam, with the greatest respect, I'm not sure you could afford to.
Ouch, that's harsh.
But fair. Now, if you don't mind, I think I've spotted someone who really is interested. Good morning, sir. Can I help?
Good morning. Yes, I hope so. I saw an article on your website about some of your exhibits, and a picture in the background caught my eye.
Oh, yes. One of the latest Trotman digital watercolours, I'm guessing. Or something from one of our upcoming exhibitions. Our catalogue's quite extensive.
You're right, it is. But no, no. What I saw was something quite specific. That.
Well, you're a man of taste, evidently. And yes, it's a magnificent tapestry. Charming, even, but...
Charming, yes. Quite a history to it, too. I should imagine something that old.
Well, yes, actually. Now you come to mention it, more so than most. Why? What made you say that?
Oh, all those different styles, do you see? No one figure quite the same. It's almost like some have been added in later, woven over the top of what came before. Like this isn't all the work of a single craftsman.
Well, no, you're right, it isn't. Seems you're quite an expert.
Not at all, just an enthusiastic collector. And I know when something...
Interests you?
Intrigues me. What do you know about this piece? I mean, its history.
Well, it dates back to 1759. A commission of the late Lord Marwick for his estate. Some believe it depicts the wedding celebrations of his firstborn son, at a ceremony that took place within the grounds of the house itself on his 19th birthday.
It's a lovely idea, certainly.
And a lovely scene, too. A dusky evening soiree set against the silhouette of Marwick Mansion, commemorating the love and affection between two individuals. They say that Elliot Marwick bequeathed it to their daughter on his deathbed, and that she, too, passed it on, handing it down from generation to generation, each one contributing an image of their own. Hence the different styles that you mentioned.
So you think they... what? Literally wove new images over the top of it?
Tradition dictated that. Every time that somebody inherited the Marwick tapestry, they'd include a representation of their forebears by the lakeside. The idea, presumably, being that after a number of years, every generation would be depicted in attendance. Back to where it all began, at the union of those two people who begat an entire clan. You can even spot the different periods dotted about if you look closely. See? Yeah? Quite sweet little notion when you think about it.
Quite. Though the obvious question is, how did you come by it? I'm assuming you're not part of the family.
No, you're right. I'm not. But everything has its price, however precious or sentimental. And as you say, it does rather leap out at you. How could I not have made the Marwicks an offer when I saw it?
Interesting. How much, then?
Sorry?
The tapestry, how much?
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not for sale.
You can name your price. Whatever! I can't not make you an offer, as you said.
And I'm afraid that, as I said, it's not for sale. We do have some lovely contemporary works that might interest you, however. Some landscapes that aren't too dissimilar. The same manipulation of shapes and light and colour. Beautiful pieces. Digital, obviously.
No. Thank you. Perhaps I'll just come back some other time?
Yes, you do that. My card. In case you'd like to contact me beforehand.
Well, thank you for your assistance, Miss... Alfred. I'll be in touch.
I look forward to it, Mr...
Oh, do excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So tell me, first impressions. Did he buy it?
What do you think? Sam?
Morning.
Did you have a good night in? How's Howard? What is it?
It's that man again. No, don't look. He was waiting outside when I was opening up. He's been here every morning. He's made us an offer day after day for that Marwick piece. I told him you were off on business, but he said he wouldn't leave until he saw you.
Did he now?
Hold the fort a moment, would you?
No, wait a moment.
Customer's always right, remember, sir. What interests you so much about this tapestry, then?
I'm sorry?
I mean, it's good, don't get me wrong. But it's not exactly what I call collectible.
It's not its artistic value I'm interested in.
No?
No.
What then?
I'm a specialist investor, Miss Alford.
As am I, Mr...
Grey. And what I meant was highly specialised.
I see. You know, if you really are a serious investor...
And I am.
Then maybe I could interest you in a private viewing sometime. Over drinks or dinner, perhaps?
Perhaps. Though it would depend entirely on what I was meant to be viewing.
Oh, I was thinking of my personal collection. You'd be impressed, I think. At least, if this piece is anything to go by.
Would I now?
Oh, yes.
Well, all right. Where do you keep it all? Out back?
Oh, no. As I said, we're talking about my personal effects. I keep them safe, tucked away, in a vault at the very heart of my estate.
You have an estate?
Oh, I have a lot of things, Mr. Grey. An awful lot of things.
Charm and abundance, too, I notice.
Likewise.
So, where do you keep this vault, exactly?
Away from prying eyes.
And if I promise not to pry, when might suit you for a viewing?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps an evening later in the...
Tonight?
No, I'm afraid I'm busy tonight. Other plans.
Can't you cancel? I mean, for a fellow collector.
No, not really. It's another fellow collector I'd be cancelling. I could probably manage Friday, though, if that works.
Friday night? All right. What time?
Oh, I don't know, say 8-ish? Oh, Mr. Grey. Please come in.
Nice place you've got here. Shame I can't say the same about the weather.
Oh, can I take your coat? You must be soaked.
I think I'll be fine, thanks. I shan't be staying long.
Of course. You must be a busy man, Mr. Grey. No time for pleasantries.
Oh, I've all the time in the world, Miss Alford. No, I'm just curious as to what you might have in your possession. What do you think could be of such exceptional interest to me?
Would you like to come and see?
Oh, just say the word and lead the way.
Come on, then. You were probably right to keep your coat on, by the way. This isn't exactly the warmest place on Earth. After you.
Blimey!
Impressive, isn't it?
Kena Orlante's flute. Maria Dynoglowska's mirror. And... Wait, hold on. Is that the Crimson Pearl?
Yes, it is.
See. Well, you were right. Your collection certainly caught my eye, I'll give you that.
I thought it might.
All these ancient artifacts, all of them somehow spiritual, supernatural, demonic. Are you a witch?
I'm a collector, Mr. Grey, as I said, as I've always said.
But you know what these things are? What they were made for?
I don't care, Mr. Grey. None of these things matter to me, not in the slightest. I simply acquire them for other people as and when, for the right price, naturally.
Well, naturally, so you're what, a thief? A con artist? A murderer?
I prefer the term facilitator. I do whatever it takes to meet my client's needs.
But at what cost?
There is no cost when you're dealing in the priceless, Mr. Grey. I'd have expected you to know that.
So why isn't your precious tapestry down here too? Hidden away in your private collection, perched alongside all your other specialist items.
I don't understand.
Oh, come on. You must know its history. It's real history, I mean.
Explain.
All those figures you see depicted in the threads. The different periods, the different fashions, different styles, generation after generation captured on the weave.
A family tradition.
Is the simplest explanation, yes. One that people are more than willing to buy into, because it's nice. It's sweet. It's safe. The idea that every generation includes an image of their parents. What's not to like about that? But no, that's not what happens. Those images are more than just an artist's impression. That's why I've been trying to track it down. Don't you see? It's them, all those people, everyone who's ever been touched by the tapestry. When they die, their souls are somehow captured in the weft and the warp, trapped, looking out on the world around them, but unable to interact, screaming, but never heard. And that's why I have to have it, so it can never happen again.
Any salesman worth his salt will add a bit of colour to what they're selling, flesh out the inconsistencies, make a virtue of the flaws. It's all just nonsense, Mr. Grey. Utter nonsense.
You mean you don't believe?
In the supernatural, don't be absurd. But if other people choose to and are willing to bump up the price as a result, well, why shouldn't I play along? Besides, to make the money, you take the risks.
Like exhibiting haunted art in a posh toff's gallery.
That's not the risk I'm taking. Still, now I have your attention, I think it's time we cracked open a case of Krug before continuing, don't you? I trust you'll join me, Mr. Grey. You certainly look like you could use a glass or four.
Well, when you put it like that, I'd be rude to refuse.
Splendid. I'll be back shortly. Please feel free to peruse the rest of my collection in the meantime.
You sure you trust me down here alone?
Oh, Mr. Grey, I don't trust you at all. But needs must when the devil drives.
How did you manage to get your hands on all of this? Jen? Jennifer, what are you doing?
Taking a risk, Mr. Grey, as I said. You see, in order to acquire the right items, you need to attract the right sort of people, first of all. The kind of people who might have something else occult and valuable, stashed away and out of sight. People like you, for instance.
Rumor has it that you have something very valuable indeed in your possession, or at the very least something other people consider valuable. Valuable enough for me to lay my head on the block and try to lure you out into the open. And what do you know? It worked.
I swear when I get out of here...
Only you won't. At least not soon. Oh, I'm sure when the real owner returns and opens up, he'll let you out. Once you've answered all his questions, naturally.
You mean this isn't your...
This isn't my place, no. What I do, yes, it pays well, but not quite this well. No. This is all another little con. You're the mark. And I have to say, I'm slightly disappointed. This has all been far too easy.
You haven't the faintest idea who I am, what I can do.
Oh, but I've heard the rumors, Mr. Grey. The portrait you keep hidden, locked away. The secret of eternal youth. People do let their imaginations run away, don't they? Still, if that means they'll pay a fairer price for some tatty old painting, so be it. All I ever needed to do was to get you out of the way long enough for me to get my hands on it. And what do you know? I have. Now, if you don't mind, I'm running a little late for an appointment. Another fellow collector. I'm sure you'll understand. Oh, I wish I could see your pretty little face just one last time.
With its pretty little scowl. And my pretty little hands around your throat.
Can't hear you, Mr. Grey. Sleep well, won't you? Jesus! How the hell did you get in here?
We did say midnight, yes?
Well, yes, but even
good,
so...
Good, because how I came to be here doesn't matter. All that matters now is our transaction. You have the item, I take it?
Yes. Not that you gave me much time to...
Acquire it? No, you're right. Less time for things to go wrong that way. Far more efficient, wouldn't you agree?
It's not a practice I'll be coming accustomed to, no.
No? No. I think you're probably right. You won't. The total amount, up front as we agreed. I trust that's adequate.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course. I wouldn't go back on my word. Not for a sum like that.
You could have named your price.
I did.
But do you know what yours will be, I wonder?
How do you mean?
The price you'll have to pay. Because now you've done this, he'll be on to you. He'll track you down. And if he ever, ever catches up with you...
I've outrun worse than him in my time.
Really? You know, I've done a lot of deals in my time. And like you, I play upon people's flaws. Their sense of vanity, envy, anger, lust. In some cases, even greed. But the price is always the same. I did a deal with our Mr. Grey once, long time back. He double-crossed me. He continues to live, if you call it that. But it's not a life I'd envy. Thank you again so much for your assistance, Miss Alford, for helping me to reclaim what is rightfully mine. And remember, do what you have to do. Pay your price. Good night.
Price? What do you mean, price?
Hello, sir. We've not seen you in a while.
Where is she? Jennifer? Tell me now, where?
Sir, please, you're making a scene. She isn't... She doesn't work here anymore.
Just tell me where she is, please. What is it? What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not like I even knew her very well. Not like you did.
You're right.
Not really. One of the girls came in early Monday morning. They found her lying on the floor just over there.
You mean...
Yeah. Yeah. She was dead. Her wrists... Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it. I mean... She must have been lying there for days before we found her. All that time, she was just...
Hey. It's all right. These things happen.
Hmm? Why did you want to find her anyway? Bet it's to do with that bloody tapestry again, isn't it?
You mean she left it here?
Hey, you know that's not for sale.
Oh, I don't want it. Not anymore. Horrible thing. Remarkable, horrible thing.
I don't understand.
Ridiculous, isn't it? The notion that a tapestry could capture someone's soul and trap it at the very instant of their death. That it could depict their embroidered image once they're gone. I was right, though, wasn't I, Jennifer? I can see you there, trying to look away, trying so hard not to see me. And I bet it's eating you up inside right now. It's killing you to know that I was right. And you?
Samantha, Sam.
Samantha, you really have no idea what it is, do you? You don't know why she hung it there, why she lured me into a trap, broke into my home and stole my portrait, my soul. Now this thing's stolen hers. But listen to me, Sam. Do yourself a favour. Sell that tapestry fast as you can and run. Run faster than you've ever run before, because she's still in there. Can't you see? A vile woman trapped in a vile image. If you don't run, that could be you. See? Just... there.
Oh, my God. But that looks like...
Jennifer. Yes.
That's her. In the tapestry, but... That's horrible.
She always was a nasty piece of work.
Reconciling data. Connection re-establishing.
I'm next, then.
Okay. Okay, that was peculiar. And odd, and just a little bit extra confusing.
I know, I saw it too. When was that?
22nd, 23rd century, I guess.
That asylum before was definitely present day. How can a painting have seen so much? How old is that thing?
Oh my God, not again. Not yet. Jack? Are you okay?
I can feel it. I can feel it pulsing through me.
Don't resist it. It won't hurt if you don't resist it.
But I don't want to.
Jack!
Ruth, just leave it. He's fine.
But Benny, he's...
Leave it, Ruth. Jack? Jack, can you hear me?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You not tempted?
Not quite yet, I've still got this one on the go. Oh, and that one. And half a glass sitting somewhere in the lobby still, I think.
In which case, my darling Spencer, let me propose a toast.
To us!
Not in public, Dorian, please. People will talk.
They already do.
I'm not like you, Dorian. I'm not made to have each and every aspect of my private life discussed and dissected night after night. That's why I call it private.
Spencer, you're becoming irritable. It isn't attractive.
I don't care if it is attractive. I'm not simply some hobby, something you just use to pass the time. Now, if you don't mind, there are some dregs of my soul you want out in the lobby I really should be making my acquaintance with. I'll see you later.
Have a care, Dorian. Remember, this is supposed to be a party. People are already talking about you and him.
They always talk.
And with good reason. Be careful, Dorian. Really, whatever relationships you may or may not choose to indulge in, you shouldn't be involving innocence. You'll taint the lad, corrupt him.
Just as you've corrupted how many of us before you? You encouraged me to embrace life to the full. To hijack everything that this world has to offer. And he is everything to me.
Just as they always are, for now.
That isn't fair.
Then prove me wrong. Ah, Elizabeth! How delightful to see you again.
And you too, Vicky, my dear. I believe we're long overdue a catch-up.
I trust you're already acquainted with Mr. Grey.
Only by reputation.
In which case I can only apologise. Delighted to make your acquaintance, Lady Wainthrop. Dorian Grey, at your service.
The pleasure's all mine, Mr. Grey. I take it you're both enjoying yourself tonight?
I, for one, am having an absolute ball, as is my friend. Speaking of which, I should really go and find him. Do excuse me, ladies.
He seems sweet.
He seems a lot of things.
So I gather. This new one's good for him, though. He appears to be more grounded, more content. Mm.
He's happier than I've seen him in a long time.
And you make it your business to keep an eye on him, I take it?
No more than you, I'm sure.
Honestly, Victoria, I don't know what you mean. Still, Dorian finds the attention boring. He's used to being adored. Our young Mr. Price addresses that. He's engaging and intelligent. Involved, but not attentive. So Dorian has to play the game again. He likes that.
Indeed. Ooh, more wine, dear?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you, Drive.
Much obliged, sir. Have a good evening.
Oh, we will. Thank you. Who I am. Not that disrespectful an hour. How times change. And look at that sky. Spence, look at it. All those stars, that full and luscious moon.
How much have you been drinking?
Oh, not nearly enough. Aha! There we are, after you. What is it? Oh, you're not still upset with me, are you? Are you? Come on. It's cold. It's late. Let's light the fire, go to bed and sleep on it. And I promise, things will all be better in the morning. I promise.
Fine. What? What? Dorian. Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear that? I think there's someone here. Hello? I know there's someone up here. I can hear you. Like that.
I asked you a question.
I heard a voice.
A voice up here in the attic. This room's locked.
Listen, I know it sounds odd.
Oh, but... it doesn't sound odd at all. How are you, my pretty? Look at you all covered up like that.
Dorian, what are you doing?
You love me, don't you, Spencer? Truly?
Yes, of course.
In which case, cast your gaze upon my visage. Understand what I truly am. How I should be. Then look me in the eye and say those words.
Dorian, you're scaring me.
Not half as much as I scare myself. Look!
Oh my God!
You told me that you loved me.
I don't understand. What is that thing?
My conscience.
Dorian, please, why are you doing this?
Because I love you. Now please, Spencer, just say the words. Tell me that you love me. No? You know, it's funny. For years, I yearned for love to be unrequited. After decades of being flattered and adored, I thought it might feel fresh and new. And hurt. But now it's a sensation that's beginning to grate. Have you ever wondered what it might be like to stop? To just end?
No.
No. And that's how you and I differ. You don't like to think about these things. I can't stop thinking about them. Goodbye, Spencer.
Dorian? Dorian, what are you...
Please don't. It hates it when I do this. It feels every last pang of my guilt. It lives through all the shame, all that remorse, those dreadful, terrible experiences, and I feel nothing. As will you, my dear. Very soon. Dorian! Please, I love...
Shh, hush now.
Don't make a scene. Don't say those words.
Remain silent, you might yet live.
Remember, don't breathe.
Spencer. Spence, what is it?
Stay away from
me. Hey, calm down. I'm here now. You're safe. Nothing's going to hurt you. You all right?
Yes. Yes, it's just my imagination. Running away with me, I think.
Another nightmare.
Something like that.
The same one?
Yeah, no. It was different.
Was I in it?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, if I was in it, you must know something.
I don't, though.
What do you mean? How can you not know? If you don't know, how can you be sure you've even had one?
Just... Look. Just leave it, all right? I can't remember. I never do. I never will. Let's just try and get some sleep, all right?
Remember.
I love days like this. It reminds me so much of being home, back in the country. None of the stress of city life. Just lush green grass, a blazing sun, ducklings quacking, splashing water. Hey!
Don't worry, you'll soon dry out.
Yeah, sooner than you will.
Would you... What? Oh. I cannot believe you just... You just did that?
Oh, hush. You'll soon dry out.
Seriously, I could have drowned.
Didn't though, did you?
It's not the point. You all right?
Yes. Like you said, I'll soon dry out.
That's not what I meant. You've not exactly been yourself of late.
Oh? No.
No.
Just had things on my mind, that's all.
Like?
I'm not sure exactly. It's hard to say.
You know, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. Always. Whenever.
Thanks, but I've nothing to say.
But things on your mind? I see. In which case, we'll just have to take your mind off things then, won't we?
I must say, our young associate seems quite subdued this evening.
He still finds it all a little overwhelming. Needs some time to himself.
Nothing to do with my hospitality, I hope.
I should hate to think so, no. No, he's just had things on his mind of late, that's all.
Nothing serious, I trust.
Do you know, he really has no idea.
So sorry to intrude, Mr. Price. Somehow I knew I'd find you skulking in a corner. I'm afraid we've yet to be properly introduced.
You!
I see you recognize me already. That's good. That saves us time.
But you... I've seen you in my dreams. You just stand there, watching me, telling me not to...
Not to breathe a word about me to anyone. That's right. Not if you want to live. I trust you've been discreet.
You're just a figment of my mind. I'm not unwell. You don't exist.
Oh, but I assure you that I do. Look at me. Having a party and everything. Thank you. Don't mind if I do. Care for a glass?
Who are you?
I'm your future. The only future you have left. Don't breathe a word.
And a husband really is the most frightful bore you could ever hope to meet, Dorian.
I'm sure he is.
I need to get out of here.
Spence? Spence, are you all right? What's happened?
I just... I need some fresh air, all right? I'll see you back home.
Something on his mind?
It would seem so. Do you excuse me, Lady Wainthrop? Spencer! Spence, please! Come back! Spence! Spencer, come on, what's the matter?
I saw him again, in there.
Who?
The man from my dreams, the man at the end of the bed.
What man? Spencer, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Explain.
Don't. Don't ask me, please.
Why not? Look, come on, down here. Now tell me, This man, what's his name? What does he look like? Age? Face? Build?
I can't remember. Please don't make me.
You said you saw him no more than 5 minutes ago. So tell me, what did he look like?
He was tall, I think. Tall with yellow eyes.
Right. I see. In which case, we'll go back to the party, yeah? You can point him out to me. How does that sound?
There's no need. He's already here.
He is?
Oh, yes.
Just here.
Well, that's shut you up, hasn't it, Dora? Always thinking you're in control, knowing what's going on. You try to keep all your secrets locked away.
Playing the game. Hoping no one will ever find out what it is you're hiding. But I know your secret, Dora.
How is that, do you think?
What are you?
We did a deal, Dorian, long ago. Had you forgotten? And I've been waiting for you. Hiding
in the dreams of the innocent. Manifesting myself through their memories.
But you had to go and make him remember me, didn't you? You couldn't let it go.
You just had to push and push and push
with all your concern and all your questions. He could have survived this if he had never breathed a word.
Now, thanks to you, he
set me free.
Don't listen to him.
Silence.
He's still in there, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
And he's screaming for you to save him. It's all too much, you see. Soon his soul
will be consumed, his mind devoured. Then I shall walk this world in his stead.
Why him?
Because it hurts you, Dorian Gray, and we will test how strong you are. Night after night after night, I'd see a figure at the end of our bed. I could never make out his face. He'd never blink, those terrible yellow eyes that bore right through me. He'd stand there and he'd stare at me and say,
Never breathe a word about my being here. Never, ever breathe a word.
Yet to manifest. He's making me remember. I can't stop.
Because you can't exist till he remembers, until he wills your very essence into life. You're just an idea, aren't you? One dreadful, terrible notion that's got ideas above its station. You're nothing but a parasite, feeding off his thoughts.
Oh, but I'm so much more than that.
You're hijacking a conscious, living mind.
A mind that shall soon be mine.
No.
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 Gray, what are you doing?
I am trying to kill you.
Don't bar him, please.
If I can just choke that consciousness away, you'll have no mind to hijack, no means of traveling through, no thoughts to stand for. And if you can't get through...
Dorian, please.
Don't you dare speak through him.
But Dorian, I love you.
I know that. If you're still in there, Spence, believe me, I know. I love you too. That's why I'm doing this. And I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what just happened?
I'm not entirely sure I know. Hey, where the hell did you spring from?
As if you didn't already know. What's this one's name?
His name?
Yes, his name.
It's Jack, why? What does it matter to you?
Jack! Jack, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Pupils are still dilated. He's taking longer to recover than he should. Jack, if you can hear me, I want you to look me in the eye. That's it. And we're going to slowly count down from five together. All right. Five. Eight, that's it. Four, three, two. Almost there now.
One.
There you go. You all right?
Yes.
You sure? How many fingers am I holding up? How many?
Eight.
Good. And now?
Four. Six.
Nope, five. You're counting my thumb. That doesn't count. But yes, you should be fine now. Hopefully.
I'm glad to hear it. It's you.
isn't it? You're the consciousness in that painting. You're linked with it.
You are paying us to track that thing down.
That's right. That thing, my portrait. Isn't it beautiful?
Hold on. You mean you own it?
As much as it owns me. It's my portrait. It is me. Every last delicate brushstroke. And I've not seen it in a very, very long time. Hello, old friend. Can you hear me?
Not a very good likeness, if you ask me.
I didn't.
What the hell have you done to yourself?
I lived, Professor. Longer than I should have, but I lived.
Well, all that time, this painting died. Degenerated.
So it would seem. I forget. I've lived so many lives now.
And so, here you are now, centuries later, the infamous Mr. Dorian Gray and his portrait.
I never thought I'd see it again. Not that I wanted to.
I never thought I'd see it at all. What happened?
It was stolen from me centuries back. Literally vanished from the face of the earth. I've spent a lifetime searching for it. Recently, I heard rumors of a collector who had it hidden on this world, on Legion. I also heard whispers of a world-class archaeologist in this quadrant. Who better to seek it out on my behalf?
You've lived through all those centuries, traveling all this way just for this. You must have seen so much human history play out. Maybe not just human. All those experiences, all that knowledge. Imagine a life like that.
Watching the people you love live and die around you. Seeing the same mistakes played out again and again. From world to countless world. Oh yes, Professor, I can see why I'm the envy of the universe.
But that's just a story. A book. It isn't real. I mean, you can't be real.
And yet, here I am before you as you live and breathe. Here you are. He is. She is.
Well, that's different. We're not stories.
Yes, you are. I've heard them. The curious tales of Spring-Heeled Jack. The fabled Professor Summerfield existing at both the start and end of time. And as for you, Ruth, I was there. Back when you were both revered and reviled. When the very mention of your name could make whole empires flee. Your true name, I mean. Not this Ruth you're so attached to. What happened to you? They used to say this house attracts nothing but evil. What are we all doing here, I wonder?
I think we should probably leave.
I think you're right, you probably should. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like some time to be alone with my thoughts.